Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Oleh HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on the last line of Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, five words from the end of the Amid, with the words Ma Tamen Derabbanan. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. Before we begin today's shiur, I'd like to share with you a beautiful thought I heard from my esteemed colleague at the OU, Rabbi David Gorelick Shlita, based on a thought Rabbi David's father heard from Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik Zitzel. The question that Rabbi Yoshe Ber raised was, why is it that by Shacharis we know there's the Indian of being Soymech Gula Litzfila? There was no hefsik between Gaul Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei. There's no Kaddish that is said there. Whereas by Mariv, right before the Shemoneh Esrei at Mariv, we say a Chatzi Kaddish. Why don't we say a Chatzi Kaddish by Shacharis? Why the difference? Rav Yoshe Ber explained this based on a Rashi in the Bavli Masecht Barachas, Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Five lines from the bottom of the Amid, where Rashi says on the Gemara, Shenemar lahagid baboiker chazdecha, ubirchas emes v'yatsif kulo al chesed she'osim avaseinahi. The bracha of emes v'yatsif that we say during Shacharis is completely speaking about the kindness that Hashem did with our forefathers. Shehaitziyam in Mitzrayim. He took them out of Mitzrayim. Uboko lehem hayam. And he made Kriyas Yamsuf. Vehavirim, and he brought them through the Yamsuf. However, Birchas Emes ve'emuna, the brach of Emes ve'emuna that we say during Mariv, Medaber bo af alo hasidus, it's speaking also about the future. She'anu mitzapim she'ikayim lanu haftachosoy ve'emunosoy ligoleinu miyad melochim miyad aritzim ve'losim nafshenu b'chayim ladrichenu obam esoyveinu. Says Rashi that Emes ve'emuna speaks of the future as well, where we are hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill his promise to us and he will bring us to the Geula Ha'asida and save us from the hands of all our enemies who wish to destroy us. Says Rav Yoshe Ber, from this Rashi, the way Rashi explains the Gemara there in Brachas, Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, we see that the Tefillah of Shacharis is one on the Ovar. The Tefillah of Mariv is one that deals with the Osed as well. Says Rav Yoshe Ber, now it's very good. Yiskadal v'yiskada shmei rabba. That's a future bakasha, that the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be enlarged and spread throughout the world. That is yiskadal in the future. That kaddish is proper to be said before the Mariv Shmoneh Esrei, because Mariv, as we saw from Rashi, is Alo Asidus, whereas the Tefillah of Shacharis, that's Emes V'yatziv. Emes V'yatziv is Kulo Ala Chesed She'osim Avaseinu. The Emes V'yatziv is the Chesed that Hashem did for our Ovis in the past. If so, there has to be a smichas gula l'tfila. There cannot be a hefsik of a chatzi kaddish. The chatzi kaddish is yiskadal, is osid. In Shacharis, we're not dealing with osid. We're dealing with avar, and therefore there cannot be a hefsik of the kaddish. There has to be soymech gula l'tfila. This is the beautiful thought of Rabbi Yoshe Ber. The reason I mention this thought is because Rabbi David Gorelick Shlita added a thought based on the Gemara that we learned in the past shir. In the last shir on Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara was searching for the source that we have three tefillahs a day, and the first source, which we do not find in the Bavli, is the fact that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer Keneged Shloisha Pomim Shayom Mishtana Alabrias. The day changes three times. And Yerushalmi taught us that b'shachar tzorach adam loimer moidani lefanecha Hashem alikai v'lekavasai shehoitzei sani me'afelo li'ayra. You have to thank Hashem on the pass that you took me out last night from darkness to the light of day this morning. B'mincha tzorach adam loimer moidani lefanecha Hashem alikai v'lekavasai kishem shezichisani liris hachama b'mizrach. Just like you merited me that I was able to see the sun rise in the east, kach zachisi liris b'marav. So I saw the sun beginning an arc towards the west, towards setting, or as the Pnei Moshe's Goyis there, kach tizakenu lirois b'marv. So you should enable me to see the sunset in the Marav. But be'erev tzorch loimer yirotzim ufenecha Hashem l'kai v'l'kei v'sai kishem sh'ayisi b'afela v'oitzisani loire kach toitzieni. Here it is a tefillah on the osid. Just like you took me out of darkness to light last night, so I'm asking you, beseeching from you, that I should survive the night. You should take me out of from darkness to night as well. Said Rab David Gorelick, this is Rab Yoshe Ber's vort, that by shachris, it's a tefillah only on the avar. And that's why there's no Chatzi Kaddish, as Rabbi Yoshe Ber said. But Mariv, that is La'osid. Kishem she'ayisi be'afeila v'yitzisani l'oira kach toitzi'eini me'afeila l'oira. It's an osid. There we can have Yiskadov, Yiskada, Shmei Rabbah, a tefillah on the osid. And that's why there is a Chatzi Kaddish before Mariv, and not before Shacharis. Reb David has brought the Yerushalmi that we learned and accompanied the Vort of Reb Yoshe Ber with our Yerushalmi. Hashkoyach, Reb David, a beautiful Vort. Begins the Gemara at the bottom, last line of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, towards the end of the line. My time and the Rabbanan, what is the reason of the Rabbanan? We learned in the last shiur that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. What is the zman of shacharis? Until when one can daven shacharis? Rabbi Yehuda's shita was until the end of the fourth hour. The Rabbanan said until chatzos. So in the last shiur, we learned the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. He learns it out from the mon and from Gzeir Shava that it's at the end of the fourth hour. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the reason of the Rabbanan? What's the basis of the Chachamim who say that it's till the end of the sixth hour? Answers the Gemara, Shnayim Layoim, as the Charedim explains, the last Charedim on the left side column, that Kro Yaseirahu, there is an extra pasuk concerning the Tzmidim. We know that there are two. The pasuk says, one kevis you make in the morning for Tamat Shachar, one kevis you make in the afternoon for Tamat Shobein Arbaim. So why did the pasuk have to count it up for us and say, Shnayim Layoim, as we turn to Daf Mem Dalad Amid Aleph? So the Rabbanan learn, Chalaikas Ayoim, as the Charedim tells us in the top Charedim, Chalaikas Ayoim Lishnayim, divide the day into two parts. Tamat Shachar is Maneat Chatzais. The Tamat Shachar is until midday. The Shalbein Arbaim, Chatzos Ad Halayla, and the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim is from Chatzos until night. Icher Shal Shachar L'Ach Chatzos, if you tarried with the Tamid Shal Shachar until after Chatzos, or Higdim Shalbein Arbaim Koidim Chatzos, or you brought the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim too early before Chatzos, Pasul, Kiddis and Perigdal, the Psachim, as we find in the fourth Perik of Psachim. So the Rabbanan learned from this extra Pasuk Shnayim LaYoyim that you divide the day in two parts, and therefore Tamat Shal Shachar and Shachris, which is connected to Tamat Shal Shachar, will be until the end of the half day, until the end of the sixth hour. Ask the Gemara, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, says the Charedim, Kloimer of Rabbi Yehuda Mai, Dorish Bahai Shnayim LaYoyim. So this is now a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. What does he do with the Pasuk of the Rabbanan Shnayim LaYoyim, which is extra? So the Gemara here is going to give us several limudim, and the Charedim in Divrei Amaskel, Shnayim LaYoyim, which is a few lines down, says Ve'ikol Midrash Bekama Gavne De Mefarish Va'azol La'Koil Emes. We're going to give several different interpretations of the reason why the pasuk put an extra. The Torah put an extra pasuk of Shnayim LaYoyim. So the first reason the Gemara says is Shnayim LaYoyim, Chayvas LaYoyim. Chayva LaYoyim, says the Charedim, the Ein Lem Tashlumen, the Yavr Zmanoi, Batul Karboni, as the Bavli tells us in Brachas of Chav Vav Amid Aleph, that Avar Yoyim, my Batul Karboni, Avr Zmanoi, Batul Karboni, if the time elapsed, there's no Tashlumen. Other korbanos may have tashlumen, but the tamid shel shachar, the daily tamid, had no tashlumen. Once the day passed and it was not brought at the right time, there was no tashlumen. The next pshat, says the Gemara, shnayim layoyim, shnei praklitin layoyim. There are two defenders, there are two advocates for a person during the day, says the Charedim, kid amar b'medrash, as we find in the Medrash Tanchuma, Loi lon adam Yerushalayim ubi yadi oven. A person never slept over in Yerushalayim and he had an aver. Why? Tamid shel shachar mechaper al avon shemitchilas halayla d'boker. The tamid shel shachar was mechaper on a sin that started at the beginning of the night through the night until the morning. V'shalbein or arbayim, and the tamid shalbein arbayim in the afternoon mechaper ami boker ad erev, from the morning till night till the time that you brought the tamid shalbein arbayim. From the morning, that's what the Talmud Shor Ben Arbaim was mechaper. So a person who was never in Yerushalayim with an aver, he always had a kapora through the Talmud Shor Shachar and the Talmud Shor Ben Arbaim. That's pshat shnayim layoyim. The next pshat shnayim layoyim says the Gemara shetahei shchitasan l'shem hayoyim. The shchita should be for this day, says the Charedim, lafuke lizrek dami l'macher lahakteri murav l'macher to havi pigel. If a person will shech the tamid shel shachar with an intention to sprinkle, to throw the dam tomorrow, when he's supposed to do it today, or to burn the imurim on the mizbeach tomorrow, when it's supposed to be done today, so then his kavana means that he was mefagel in the korban. He did pigel, which is prohibited. Finally, shnayim layoyim shetehei shchitasan keneged hayoyim. Each of the tmidim had to be shechted, they had to be slaughtered facing the day. In other words, there were rows of hooks where the animal was attached to and where shchita took place in front of the mizbeach. So the morning tamid was facing the sun rising in the east. So it was always on the second row of these hooks in which the animal was attached to. So in the morning, it was the first of the second row on the northwest side of the mizbeach. Two rows from the northwest side of the Mizbeach, that first hook, that's where the Shechita took place. Why? Because that was facing the sun rising in the east. Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim was also Keneged Hayoyim. As the sun was setting in the west, so the first one in the second row on the northeast side of the Mizbeach, two rows from the northeast side of the Mizbeach, that was facing the sun setting in the west. So that is the pshat, keneged hayoyim, as the Charedim says. It means neged HaShemesh, was facing the direction of where the sun was. Hadoh hide tanin and taman, that's what we learned over there, Mishnah and Talmud, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Talmud shel shachar hayin nishra keren ma'arovis tvainis. The Talmud shel shachar was shechted on in front of the northwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Al Tabashnia, on the second, the first ring in the second row, Keneged Hayom. It was facing the sun rising in the east. It was shechted on the ring that was in front of the northeastern horn of the Mizbeach, Al Tabas, Shnia Kneged HaYoyim, on the first of the second row, the first ring of the second row, which was facing the sun setting in the west. So that's why this was done on the northeastern corner. And now the Haredim tells us, although the Gemara doesn't repeat Shnayim LaYoyim, actually this is a final pshat in Shnayim LaYoyim, as the Haredim says, K'moy Dover Acher Huk, K'loymer V'gam Darshinim Shnayim LaYoyim, Let's see the Gemara inside. That's what the Haredim is explaining, that Shnayim LaYoyim means that you have, when you are about to shech the Tomet Shachar, before that you have to designate it two lambs, that this is the one that's going to be for the morning Tomet Shachar, and this is the lamb that I am now designating for the Tomet Shobein Arbaim. So in the morning, it has to already be Shnayim LaYoyim, not that you'll do Echad B'Yoyim, and later during the day, you'll designate a different sheep for the Tomet Shobein Arbaim. No, in the morning, before you shecht either of the Tamidim, you already have to designate both, and you have to know which one's going to be the one that you're going to shecht for Shachris, and which one is going to be the one that you shecht for Arvis. This is what is meant by Shnayim LaYoyim. So we have several pshatim here in how Rabbi Yehud is going to darshan Shnayim LaYoyim. He does not darshan it like the Chachamim, the Chaloikas HaYoyim, divided in two parts, because his shita is that Tomet Shachar was only Nikrav until the end of the fourth hour and not until the end of the sixth hour like the Chachamim. Continues Gemara, quoting from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Tfilis HaMincha Ad HaErev. So now, Rabbi Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Tfilis HaMincha uTfilis HaMusav. What happens if a person waited with Tfilis HaMusav and he's allowed to daven Tfilis HaMusav from morning till night, but he waited until it's now the Zman of Mincha? In other words, he waited till 6.5 hours, till Mincha Gedoyla. So he still has the Chiyuv to daven Musav, and he now has a new chiyuv to daven mincha. So which one takes precedent? Which one should he daven first? Said Rabbi Chiya in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Tfilis HaMincha Kedemes. Tfilis HaMincha comes first, as the Haredim brings down the Tosefta, Mipnei Shehi Tadira. Even though, as the Haredim says, the chiyuv of davening musav comes before the chiyuv of davening mincha, davening musav is at the beginning of the day. Davening mincha is at 6.5 hours, but once you have waited with musaf until the zman mincha, then mincha comes first because of the klal tadr she'ena tadr, tadr koidem. We always give kedima to that which is done more frequently. Since mincha is davened every day and musaf is only davened on special occasions, if both come at the same time, we give precedent to Tfilis HaMincha. Hava Bayin Meimer, the B'nei HaYeshiva wanted to say, that when did Rabbi Yochanan say this halacha? K'she'ein b'yom k'day l'spal shnein. When there's not enough time to daven both. If you're now going to daven mincha, you're going to miss the zman of musaf. And if you can daven musaf, you're going to miss the zman of mincha. In other words, let's say it's right at the end of the day, and you have to make a decision. I only have enough time to daven one Shmoneh Esrei. Which one am I going to do? So then, mincha takes precedent because tadar v'sheina tadar tadar kaidim avol miyesh b'yom k'day l'spal shneyen. But if there's enough time to daven both, then the Bnei Yeshiva thought that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that Tfilis Musav Kaidemis, that Musav comes first, because as we said before, the Chiyuv of Musav on that day came earlier than the Chiyuv of Mincha. So even though now it's the Zman of both, but since you have enough time to recite both, do Musav first, because the Chiyuv came first. That's what the Bnei Yeshiva thought. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Zeir said, no, I have a Kabbalah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rafilu yesh biyoyim kidei lispal shteyen tzulas hamincha kedemes. That Rabbi Yochanan said it not only when it's either or, when you don't have enough time for both, but even if you have enough time for both, tzulas hamincha takes precedence before musaf because of tatar v'shein and tatar kaidim. And so also the exact same Kabbalah, Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. He too had the exact same Kabbalah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that afilu yesh b'yoyim kidei l'spal shteyen, even if there's enough time in the day so that you could daven both, tfilas ha-mincha kedemes, tfilas ha-mincha comes before tfilas ha-musaf, not as the Bnei Yeshiva thought. As the Gemara of Atani, we learned in a Braisa, Higdim Tfilas HaMincha, Tfilas HaMusaf, and if a person daven Mincha before Musaf, Yotza, he's Yotza. He doesn't have to repeat Mincha. So the Gemara is Medayik, L'Sha'avar. This is only ex post facto, and that is B'dievet. If he already did it, Ha B'tchila, but if he were to ask a Rav, what should I daven first? Loibada. This is not the way that he should conduct himself to daven mincha before musaf. It would seem that l'chatchila he should have daven musaf first. So we have a Kabbalah that we heard Rab Zira b'shem Rab Yochanan and Rab Nosson Bar Tuvi b'shem Rab Yochanan that even if there's enough time in the day for both mincha and musaf, one should daven mincha before musaf. And here it's mashm in the b'rais, it's only b'dievel l'chatchila you should daven musaf first. So the Gemara answers, Pasar la, explain it in the following manner. B'shiloi higia zman hatvila. When the real Zman HaTfilah has not yet come. Let us see the Charedim and the first wide line, Poser Le Pirush HaRosh. He brings a Rosh to Hachi Mishani. This is what the Gemara is answering. That there are two Minchas. There's one which is the best time to daven Mincha, which is Mincha Ktana. That's 2.5 hours before the end of the day. And then there's Mincha Gedoyla, which is earlier in the day, at 6.5 hours of the day. That is a time for Mincha, but it's not the ideal time. So here's the pshat. Dahachi Mishani, the Bishas Mincha Ktana, Shehu Ikerzman Mincha, Hu Demai Rabbi Yochanan of Armor, the Mincha Kedemes. That which Rabbi Yochanan said that Mincha comes before Musaf, even if you have enough time to daven both Musaf and Mincha, that is speaking about when you're in the optimum time of Mincha Ktana. That's the Ikerzman Mincha. So then always Mincha comes first. But the Braisa, where we were Medayik, that Musaf really should come first, L'chatchil, only B'dievet your Yoitz if you daven Mincha first. That's speaking about B'shas Mincha Gedoyla, the Einoi Ikerzman Mincha, that is not the Iker time of Mincha. So since it's not the Iker time of Mincha, Hilkach, Dumasaf and Kaidman. That's why Musaf comes before Mincha in the time of Mincha Gedoyla. U'b'di'evet imhig de Mincha Yotza. That's what the Brice is saying. B'di'evet, if you put Mincha first, you're Yotza. Continues the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom. Kehadah Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Like what we saw from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Let us see how the Charedim understands what the Gemara is trying to do here. And we're in the middle of the Charedim, Divrei Maschil Pasarlei. We're up to the 4th line. Says the Charedim, 3 words from the end of the line, Ulapirzeh, Had the Maisi Had Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That which we're bringing Rabbi Shua ben Levi now is Lahidienu to make us aware Sheyesh Mincha Gedoyla. That there is such a concept as Mincha Gedoyla. Uzmana Mishay Shasu Mechzu Lamaila. And when can one begin davening Mincha by Mincha Gedoyla? 6.5 hours of the day and further. Why do we have to bring Rabbi Shua ben Levi to prove this? Shaloi Hoyil Yerushalmi Braisa Shashina came Behedja Bavli. In the Bavli, it's Beferish, they show that there is Mincha Gedoyla. But Yerushalmi didn't have a Beferish Braisa. That's why they had to learn this concept of Mincha Gedoyla from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And in that Mincha Gedoyla, the Braisa before said that L'chatchila Musaf should come before Mincha, but Yavid Yoyitz if you daven Mincha before Musaf. So what is the case of Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Kahadod of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mefakeh L'Talmidim, he used to instruct his Talmidim. In Hava L'Choin Aristin, if you have a Suda Gedoyla, as the Charedim explains, of Nisuin or Erisin or Brismila, and Umata Yoimelishis Shin, and you came up to the end of the sixth hour. So you are now right before the period of Mincha Gedoyla. So let us see the Charedim. Five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Mefarish Rishub and Levi. Hod is Namasech to Shabbos. That which we learned in the Bavli. It's on Daf Tesama base. In the Yerushalmi, it's Perik Aleph Mishnah base. That which we learned. Lo Yikanes Adam Lechol Samach LeMincha Chispal. A person shouldn't go into a Suda Gedoyla if it's Samach to Mincha, until he's first davened Mincha. What are we speaking about? Is it Mincha Ketana or Mincha Gedoyla? So Rabbi Shuba Levi learns that Mishnah is speaking about Hainu, Suda Gedoyla, Samach LeMincha Gedoyla. It's a big Suda, not a snack, but a big Suda where you could get carried away with the Suda, so you shouldn't eat the Suda before you first daven Mincha, if it's close to the Zman of Mincha Gedoyla. So what is the Zman of Mincha Gedoyla? The Hainu, Mishay, Shoy, Sumech, Tzulamayla. As we said before, from 6.5 hours and further. So what is considered Samuch LeMincha Gedoyla? The Samuch Lo Chatsi Shoy. A half hour before the Zman of Mincha Gedoyla, Hainu Mitchila Shoy Shviyas. You've ended the sixth hour. You're a half hour before Zman of Mincha Gedoyla, which is 6.5 hours. So at the end of the sixth hour, which is the beginning of the seventh hour, that is what we are speaking about, Samach LeMincha Gedoyla. And there you're supposed to wait a half hour, as we'll see from the Charedim on Amud Beis. You're supposed to wait a half hour until it becomes Sheishu Mechza. Now it's the Zman of Mincha Gedoyla. Now Davin Mincha first, then go into your Suda. Says the Charedim in the last Charedim, Umata Yoyma Dekoidim Soiv Sheishu Choyl Lechatchila. Before the sixth hour, where it's not considered Samach LeMincha Gedoyla, then you could start a Suda Lechatchila. But once you've reached the Samach LeMincha Gedoyla, which is at the end of the sixth hour, so now comes this halacha. Let's see the last line in the Gemara. Ad Deleitiskun Laristan. Before you enter this Suda, as we turn to Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, to heaven Matzlin. You should daven the minchasa tfilas mincha ad deleiteskun before you enter into the suda. So it would seem from the Gemara that you're holding a half hour before the zman of the mincha gedoyla. You should daven mincha, but we know that the zman is only till sheishu mechza. So the Charedim comments on that. The lav dafka miyad, the top line in the left hand column, lav dafka, that you should start davening mincha right away when it's zman samach lemincha gedoyla, because you still have a half hour to go. Ela yamtinu, they should wait chatzi shor, a half hour, v'yispalu, and they should daven the zman mincha gedoyla misoif sheishu mechza lemayla. The beginning of mincha gedoyla is from 6.5 hours and on. You're holding by the sixth hour. You're about to enter a Suda. Don't go into the Suda. Daven Mincha. Wait a half hour until the Zman comes. And once you've Daven Mincha after Sheishu Mechza, then you can enter into the Suda. So we see from this explanation of Rabbi Shuben Levi that there is a concept of Mincha Gedoyla, and that Mincha Gedoyla begins at 6.5 hours of the day, and that is why, as the Charedim explained, the Gemara brought here Kehadah, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, what he instructed his Talmidim to do in such a situation. This is the Makor for the Yerushalmi of Mincha Gedoyla, and the Braisa told us that Mincha Gedoyla L'chatchila Musaf comes before Mincha B'riyeved. If you daven Mincha first, you're Yoytze in the Zman of Mincha Ketana, always, according to the Eidus that they said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, even if you have enough time for Mincha and Musav, always Mincha comes first because of Tadr V'Sheina Tadr, Tadr Kaidem. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that the Tanakhama holds that Tfilas HaMincha is Ada Erev, until night. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda says, as our Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Ad Plag HaMincha, that one can only daven Mincha until half of the Mincha time. And we have to understand, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean with plug hamincha? Says the Gemara, v'kama hu plug hamincha. How much is the time of plug hamincha? Answers the Gemara, achas esrei shoyz chas revi. It's 11 hours of the day minus a quarter, which means 10 and 3 quarter hours of daylight time. And as the Charedim explained in our Mishnah, on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, v'zeh l'shaynai, zman mincha k'tana, the zman of mincha k'tana, which is the main time to daven mincha, and this is the mincha that we are speaking about here in the Gemara, he miteisha shoyes u'mechza ad alayla. That's from 9.5 hours of the day until nighttime. Sheheim shtei shoyes v'chatzi. In an average day, you have 12 hours, so if you begin mincha k'tana at 9.5 hours, and you end at the 12th hour of the day when it becomes night, that means you have a period of 2.5 hours. Plug mincha means half of that time. Shtei shoyes v'chatzi, that's 2.5 hours. Nimtza plug hamincha shehi chatzi hashir shor revia. So it comes out the plug hamincha, which is half of 2.5 hours, comes out to be 1.25 hours. So 12 minus 1.25 hours is 11 minus a quarter, which is 10.75. So that's the amount of time that Rabbi Yehuda says that you can bring the Talmid Shobein Arbaim in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the time, the latest time, for which you can daven Mincha. And after that time, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Maariv. And now the Gemara tells us of a stira. Tamon Taninin, we have learned elsewhere, and this is to be found in Psachim on Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah states that Tamid Nishchat B'Shmoyne U'Mechza, that every day the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim was shechted at the 8.5 hours of the day, V'Korav B'Tisha U'Mechza, and it was sacrificed on the Mizbeach 9.5 hours of the day. Actually, you're allowed to bring the Talmid Shalbein Arbayim after 6.5 hours of the day. But since the Talmid Shalbein Arbayim was the last korban of the day, so they allowed time to bring all the other korbanis, and it was shechted at the 8.5 hours, and it was sacrificed on the 9.5 hours. The hour from 8.5 to 9.5, that was to give it time to have it shechted, and zrikas hadam, the spilling of the dam, and to prepare it to be brought on the Mizbeach as a korban on the Mizbeach, Erev Pesachim. However, on Erev Pesach, where, as the Charedim brings down, the Gemara learns that the korban Pesach is brought after the Talmid Shalbein Harabayim, it's an exception to the rule that the Talmid Shalbein Arbayim has to be the last korban. On Erev Pesach, the Pesach was the last korban. So Nishchat b'sheva u'mechza. So then the Talmid Shalbein Arbayim is advanced earlier with 1 hour, and it is shechted at the 7.5 hours. And the korev, and it is brought as a korban b'shmeina u'mechza, on the 8.5 hours, bein b'choil, bein b'shabbos, whether it's weekday, and we bring a Korban Pesach during the weekday, Bein B'Shabbos, because since Korban Pesach is Doich Shabbos, so this procedure was done even on Shabbos, and one had to be makriv the Talmid Shel Bein Arbayim earlier, and that's why instead of shechting it at the 8.5 hours, as the usual procedure was, it was done on the 7.5 hours. And now Rav Yirmi is going to ask a stira between this Mishnah and the Brisa, because what we quoted above, v'kama hu plag amincha achas esrei shoyes chas revia, that is, as we find in the Mesoris HaShas in Ois Aleph, that's a tesefta in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. That's a tesefta in Brachas Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. It's a Brisa. So now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiah, boy, Rabbi Yirmiah asked a question. Hacha, over here, in the Brisa, you're telling me that it's 2.5 hours. because Plaga Mincha is 1 1/4 hour, and V'hocha, and over here, by the Mishnah, Im Psachim Ad Avad Mincha, Shalish Shoyshu Mechza, you're making this man of the Hakrova of the Talmud Shel Bein Arabayim 3 1/2 hours, as the Charedim explains, and it's in the middle of the Charedim. Hocha At Avid, V'stam B'masnis in the Psachim Mashma, this man is Shalish Shoyshu Mechza, it's 3 1/2 hours. How do we get that? Diktani, because we learned there in the Mishnah, the Nishchat B'shmainu Mechza, that it is slaughtered in the 8 1/2 hour. Umiyad maschilin lasik b'akrovasa, and immediately they're busy getting ready for hakrova. So the point is that ein hachanami, we give an hour from 8 1/2 to 9 1/2, but once already you're busy, and let's say you finish with it earlier than 9 1/2, so then you would be makrivid earlier. If you're busy only a half hour out of the hour, so you would already bring it a half hour earlier. And therefore, we already considered the Zman HaKrova from the beginning of that hour. Since it's possible to do it quicker and quicker and quicker, it means that that whole hour where you're busy with the Zrikas Adam and the Shechita and getting it ready for the HaKrova on the Mizbeach, that's all considered already a time when you could be makrovit. Continues the Charedim, the Kivan, the Amrinin Le'il, Tfilas Keneget, Tamidim Tiknum, and since we learned before that the Tfilas are opposite, corresponding to the Tmidim in the Beis HaMikdash, so miyad the maschilin lahakrav Tamash Rabbein Arbayim, as soon as you're able to sacrifice the Tamash Rabbein Arbayim, royally yos tchilas man mincha, then that is proper to be the beginning of this man mincha. V'havalei mishmoinu mechzad alayla sholoshoyis mechza. So then it comes out that it is in fact 3 1/2 hours, because we can already consider this man akrava not at the end, by the 9 1/2 hour at its completion, but already at the beginning, which is from the 8 1/2 hour till the 9 1/2 hour. So that whole hour is considered Zman HaKrova, even the beginning of that hour. So we have a stira here in the Tosefta. It says clearly that the Plaga Mincha is 1 1/4 hours, and the whole Mincha is 2 1/2 hours. And from the Mishnah in Psachim, it would seem that Tfilas HaMincha and the Zman HaKrova of the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim is 3 1/2 hours. We have a stira. Amar Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi gives a teretz to Rabbi Yirmiyah stira. You're making a mistake. You think that we are comparing Mincha to Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, and then you have a question that there's really 3 1/2 hours of Mincha, and Plaga Mincha should be 1 1/2 hours and not 1 1/4 hours. No, like Hukshe Tfilas HaMincha to Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. Elektoris, the Tfilas Mincha is not compared to Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, but to the Ktoris that is brought subsequent after the Talmud Shel Bein HaArbayim. What does the Ktoris have to do with Mincha? Matam. What is the source to equate Ktoris to Mincha? Because the Pasuk says, Tikon Tfilasi, my Tfilah should be established. This is a Pasuk in Tilim, Perikuf Mem Aleph. Pasuk Beis, Tikon tfilasi, my tefillah should stand ketoros lefanecha, like incense before you, Hashem. Masas kapai, when I lift up my hands in tefillah, minchas erev, this is the mincha of the afternoon, as the day goes toward the night. So we see here that ketoros is called mincha. And say, says the Gemara, Shor Achas Li Sukkoi, you have to account for 1 hour that we're busy with the Talmud Shel Bein HaArbayim. Although we said before from the Charedim that we could look at the beginning of the hour as far as when the Talmud Shel Bein HaArbayim was brought, depending on how quickly they did it. But since we have to give in totality and whole hour, so we wait to be makariv the ktores until the 9 1/2 hour. And therefore, plaga mincha is 1 1/4 hours, because you're counting from the hakravas haktores, which half was brought in the morning and half in the afternoon. The ktores was brought twice a day. So the evening, the afternoon, Hakrava Ketoros was at the ninth and a half hour, and that's what Mincha is corresponding to. As the Pnei Moshe tells us, in Divrei Hamas, Loi Huksha Tfilas HaMincha, in the middle of the Pnei Moshe on the right side, Loi Huksha Tfilas HaMincha is Man Shchitas Tamid, Elik Torah Shal Bein Arbaim. Shahaisa Achra HaKrovash Shal Tamid was after the Akrov of the Tamid. Ukirasiv Tikon Tfilas HaKrovash, Mincha Serif. We count 1 hour for being busy with sacrificing the Tamid, it's until 9.5 hours. Then they used to be Makhtir Diktaris. Comes out that Mincha Einachinami is starting from 2.5 hours before night, and Plaga Mincha will be 1.25 hours, because we're not talking about from the time when you were busy with the Hakrov of the Tamid Shorbein Arbaim, but rather from the end of the 9.5 hour, which is the time when you're busy with being Makter the Ketores. We find a Tosus in Pesachim, Daf Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph, Divrei Hamas Hil Samach LeMincha, and Tosus writes as follows, Vizelu Shainai. Tema, I have a question, says Tosus. Amai Korlei Mincha. Why is the tefillah in the afternoon called Mincha? We should call it Bein Arbayim. The Imishum de Mincha is a Kreva Bein Arbayim. If it's because there was a Mincha that was brought in the afternoon, Halei Gam B'Shachar Kreva Minchas Chavitnu Minchas Tamid. So why don't we call Shachar's Mincha? V'yesh Leimer. B'Shachar Yesh Shem Acher. Tefillah Shachar's. Really, we could have called Shachar's also Mincha. But Shachar's has a different name. That's Shachar's. So the name is already taken up for the morning Tamid and the corresponding Tfilah connected to the Tamid Shal Shachar, Shachris. Therefore, what's left is the name Mincha after the Mincha, corresponding to the Mincha, Taisa says, that was brought in the afternoon. And Mimela now, since we called the morning one Shachris, we called the afternoon Tfilah Mincha, the Oid, and another reason, says Tosis, we call it Mincha. Darminim Perakam and Brachas Avava Mebeis. It says in the Bavli and Avava Mebeis, have Izor betfilis Mincha, be careful in Tfilis Mincha. Sha'af Eliyo, Leinena, Ela betfilis Mincha. Eliyo was only answered during Tfilis Mincha in his fight with the Nevi'e Abal on Har Carmel. Vishema, Bishas HaKrovis Mincha, then perhaps, says Tosis, he was answered at the precise time that the Mincha was brought. Ulekach correlate Tfilas Mincha. Sha'oz ha'yishas ratzin. We see that Elio was answered at the time of the Akrovus HaMincha. So that time became known as a time of ratzon, that Hashem had mercy on Klal Yisrael, on Elio HaNavi, to show that Hashem is the right one. And Elio was answered, so it's an opportune time, and that's why we daven at that time that Elio was answered, which is during the Akrava of the Mincha. But Lechora, according to our Yerushalmi, we have a third teretz. The third teretz is because, as we see here, that the Ketores, which was brought in the afternoon, is referred to in the Pasuk as a Mincha as well, because the Pasuk says that Tikon Tfilosi Ketores Lefonecha Masas Kapai Minchas Erev. So we see, referring to the incense that was brought in the afternoon, that is called a Mincha. So since, as we see from our Yerushalmi, the Tfilas Mincha is not connected, as we've assumed till now, the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, because then, as our Gemara asked, it should begin really 8.5 hours till 12, which would be a period of 3.5 hours for Mincha. And therefore, the time would be much longer than 1.25 hours. But rather, it's connected to Ketores. And Ketores is referred to in the Pasuk and Tehillim as a Mincha. So that's why we call it a Tfilas Mincha. And Sarich Ian, how is it that Tosfos in the Bavli, in Psachim, Daf Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph, does not bring this Yerushalmi who explains why the afternoon tefillah is referred to as a mincha because of the Ketores. The Gemara now tells us when great tzaddikim would daven tefillas mincha. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina hayu mispal im damdu mechama. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina would daven mincha with the redness of the sun as the sun was setting. As the Charedim tells us, kishohi leches hachama lishkoya, as the sun is going to set, the sky becomes very red, and right before Shkia, that is when Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina used to be mispalel tefillas mincha. What is this based on? Says the Charedim, he's quoting the Bavli, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perik Ayin Beis Pasuk Hey, Yira'ucha im Shemesh, and Chazal darsh this to mean, Kishayarucha im Shemesh, Dahainu Tfilah, Yira'ucha im Shemesh, Dahainu Kol Hemshech Hayoim, Yi'alov Marushamayim. Vahayoim Masel Min Alayla, Dechasiv Hayer, Vayivoyker. By Klal Yisrael, we know that the day goes after the night. The 24-hour period of the day begins at night. So if with the setting of the sun, the night is beginning, that is the beginning of the entire Jewish day, where the day follows the night. So your fear of Hashem takes place im Shemesh. If you daven mincha right before Shkia, and you begin your day having just completed mincha, so that feeling of Yerushalayim that you have with the setting of the sun as you're davening mincha, that will go with you the entire day, that your fear should be with you through the entire day, since you've begun the day in a holy atmosphere and a lofty atmosphere of Yerushalayim through the davening. That is how Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina used to daven mincha. Continues the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Yehei chalki ima mispalim im damdu mechama. May my lot be with those who daven with the redness of the sun as it is about to set. Ma tam. What is the reason for this? Al zois yispalol kol chosid a lecho leis mitzoy. And as the Gemara is asking Matam, what's the source? Because really there's a danger, perhaps. If you do it right before Shkia, if something happens, it could be that you'll miss Shkia and you will not have yet davened mincha. So why do it right before the end of the day? Perhaps you should do it earlier. But we see, no. The Pasuk says, for this, every chosid should be mispal. He should pray to Hashem. That la'eis mitzoy, what is mahu la'eis mitzoy, asked the Yerushalmi. The answer is la'eis mitzuy of shal yoim. At the time when we are squeezing out the last remnants of the day, as the Charedim explains here, in Divrei HaMatzil mitzuy of shal yoim, she mismatzes ha'shemesh me'al ha'aretz v'kala, the sun is slowly ending, the rays are ending, the light of the sun is ending and is going away from the earth. Lashon v'nimtza dam yakir mizbeach. We find the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Aleph, pasuk Tezvav, that the blood should be squeezed out on the wall of the mizbeach. So here too, the rays and light of the sun is being squeezed out as the sun sets below the horizon. So that's the la'eis mitzoy. As the light of the sun is being squeezed out of the panoramic view of the world, that is the time when a chassid should be mispalel. That's when tefillas mincha should take place, and that's what Rabbi Yossi said, Yehei chalki ima mispalem damdu mechama. We find in the Bavli, in Brachas, on Daf Chav Tesamid Beis, that the Bavli says that this is taka praiseworthy to daven right before Shkia. However, the Bavli says that in Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, they did not do this because they were afraid of an oinus happening. They were afraid of something happening at the last minute and the person will not daven mincha at the right time. He'll daven mincha after shkia because something happened and that prevented him from davening at the right time. Therefore, the Bavli holds in the name of the Yerushalmi that the Marava held that it's better to say mincha earlier so that you won't miss the right time. And the Pella is that here we are learning Yerushalmi that discusses this Inyan, and Yerushalmi tells us in the name of Rabbi Yaisi that the right thing is to do it right before Shki and does not mention the negative aspect that it could be an accident will happen and you'll miss the right time. The Gemara brings a Pasuk, Azoisi Spal Kol Chosid Elecha, every Chosid should daven to Hashem, Leis Mitzoyi, that's when he should daven Mincha. Mitsuyav shel yoim, as the day is being squeezed out into the night. And the Pell is that the Bavli quotes the Yerushalmi, which we don't find here in Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi holds. It's not good to do it that way because you might miss it. Vitzorich Iyun.